Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
With some reluctance, we turn from Psalm 22. How moving and memorable is the story of the cross! How monumental is his victory! And how marvelous his coming reign! But the Spirit has so much more to teach us. We turn from the gore of the battlefield, where the corn of wheat was sown, and the mighty harvest fields in glory, where we see the vast return on his investment. Now what do we see? A quiet pastoral scene with, quote, green pastures and still waters, Psalm 23, verse 2. To our surprise, it isn't the shepherd singing to his sheep, as David often did, but the sheep singing to her shepherd. But we mustn't let the pure simplicity of the psalm keep us from finding rich pastures. Notice first the pronouns. Although we imagine a large flock in the field, many pilgrims on the path, and a house full of guests, all the pronouns are singular. It's just the two of us. Notice the prominent ones. In the first half, it is he, his. But in the second half, it is you, your, you. Do you see the difference? In verses 1 to 3, with the green pastures and still waters, it's good to talk about the shepherd. But when we, quote, walk through the valley of the shadow of death, verse 4, it's time to talk to him. There are just three perpendicular pronouns, at the beginning, middle, and end, where we see the three active verbs for which the sheep take responsibility. I shall not want, verse 1. I will fear no evil, verse 4. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, verse 6. No desires unsatisfied, no dangers unguarded, and no departure forever. All the other verbs are passive, the shepherd doing everything for his sheep. The shepherd safely leads, and his sheepdogs, goodness and mercy, verse 6, follow us all the way home.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.